Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
It is the sweetest name.
And lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest, sweetest name. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but to Jesus, I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh,
yeah, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. I need something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
Yeah.
Can't nobody do what he does.
No, no, no.
Oh, I love the name Jesus.
Oh,
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 oh.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Here at the Care Broadcast Radio Network. We are featuring the host of prayer line. Amen. Featuring our own. It is a project. And it's featuring our very own Mr. McCain. Amen. So we thank God. Hallelujah. Everything that God is doing in this hour. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to get started just a minute. Praise God. Just waiting for everybody else to join with us. Hallelujah. Amen.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me.
Your line is muted.
Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best.
We thank you today, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth and righteousness. Thank you, Holy Father, Lord, for uplifting your people. But, Lord, we say you're the one that died on the cross. You're the one that shedded your blood that we might live and have the forgiveness of sin. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us for all the wrong that we have done, O Lord. Lord, we admit our sin, O Lord, and we come before you, Lord. And we lay down before you, Lord. We lay it down at your feet, O Lord. And, O Lord, because, Lord, we know you forgive us, O Lord. Thank you for forgiveness, O Lord. And we realize that if it had not been for you that was on our side, Lord, we would have perished a long time ago, Lord. But it's because of what you did on the tree for us, O Lord. Thank you this morning. Thank you, O Lord, for the word that you've given us, Lord. Lord, we know that it's your word, O Lord Jesus, that sustain us. We know it's your word that hold us up. And I give you praise for the word today, Lord. And Lord, thank you today, Lord, for our daily bread. And O Lord, you're the provider of all of our needs. You're the shepherd of the sheep. You lead beside green pastures. You restore our soul. You lead us in the path of righteousness, not for our name's sake, but for your name's sake, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we know that, Lord, when we go through the valley, the shadows of death, we will feel no evil, for we know you're with us. We know your rod and your staff is going to comfort us, Lord. And you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemy. And I just want to thank you, O Lord, for you being God and none else besides you. And we look to you that is the author and the finish of our faith. And, O Lord, we know you.
Line unmuted.
Your word. And we know, Lord, you are God that keep promises. And, Lord, thank you for all of your promises is yes and amen. And so, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, you have blessed this land today, Lord, and all that come to the land, Lord. Lord, may they give a testimony of your glory, Lord, and the victory, Lord, that you have given them. And I want to thank you today and give you praise that you have blessed.
Line muted.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, everybody. Everybody's on the line today. I want to thank all of you for coming today and to give your testimonies and talk about the victory that the Lord has given you and how God has lifted you up and how God has brought you out. And the reason you are here today, you can give praise to God because there might be someone today. Amen. Who needs to hear what God has done for you so that you can lift them up from where they are. We always remember that God gives us things not for us to keep. God always gives so that we can give it back. And even when God gives you, even when God gives you victory, God gives you victory so that you can declare that victory that somebody else may hear. And so always realize everything God gives you, he wants to see if you're going to give it back. And so whatever God's done for you, then you need to give it back, because what he gave you wasn't really for you. It was for somebody else. And so all the victory that God has given you, make sure you let someone else know who did it for you. I want to read a few scriptures this morning before we get off. We say this is Men Day, and we come because we say it's time that the men stand up and take their rightful place, and we realize that God put the man in charge. And if a man is not in his place, God said, I send the curse. I send the curse. And so praise God, we got to get back in our place. So we can't stop anything, but we can slow it down. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. And Genesis 2 and 18. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fishes of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Isn't that good? Let them have dominion. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Subdue it and have dominion over the fishes of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And so God said, let them have dominion. Have dominion. Men, let us take dominion, the dominion that God gave us. Amen. And verse 18 of chapter 2, he said, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called them, called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowls of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. Now I just like that. Adam gave names to everything, and whoever gives the name to something, it means they own it. They own it. And everything that Adam gave name to, that's what it is.
Line unmuted.
Whatever it is that you...
Line muted.
You own everything that you gave name to. Amen. You become the possessor of it. And so realize who you are. You have to give name to things so it becomes as you would have it. And before we get into it, I know there's somebody, you know, if you're not saved, go to Romans chapter 10. Amen. We're going to read that. If you help me just for a moment, you know, this is the day. Y'all give me a little time. I'm going to give you time to say something. If you're on your job now, you need to holler out and let me know. I'm at work and I need to say something. But right now, we're going to go to Romans chapter 10. We'd just like to read a little something. Amen. Praise God. Romans chapter 10 and 8. But what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Everything starts with a confession. Amen. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Thank God for his word today. Whosoever calls it upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. So thank God today when y'all come today. And I want every man to stand up and give his testimony unto the Lord. This is what we call today, testimony day. So you can tell someone else where God brought you from. The Bible said we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. That is how we overcome that. And so even when you give your testimony of overcoming, you're going to help somebody else overcome, because we're all battling, dealing with different things in different ways. And then someone else needs to know what you went through so they can know God has brought them through. And so thank God today. Amen. You know, the first thing, you know, we had asked Brother Smothers today, amen, to give us a song. He said he would give us a song today. Is Brother Smothers on yet?
No, he's not, Bishop, not yet.
Well, Pastor Smothers is not on yet, amen. And Brother Norman.
No, not yet.
Oh, none of them came on yet. Amen.
Prevost is on.
Minister Prevost, you got your song for the day before we start our testimony.
Line unmuted.
Amen, amen. You say you was ready for the song?
Yeah, you can give your Pastor Smothers, it's not on yet, and Brother Norman, it's not on yet.
Amen, Pastor. You say you was ready for the song?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm having a couple of technical difficulties, Pastor. You say you was ready for the song?
Yes, yes, we're ready for the song.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see his presence. I'm in his presence. While I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, he will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let
said you'd rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the blood gates of
somebody to tell them. It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful work to the children of men. Amen. Amen. Today, who's going to be the first to give their testimony as a praise to the Lord? Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Who's going to be first today, got their testimony today? Who's going to be first?
Brother Tony Chapel's on the line, Bishop.
Pastor Tony, you want to give a testimony today?
Yeah, I can do that real quick. Try not to take too long. You know, I heard you talking about ownership and how men should own up. If I name it, I own it. And I thought about several things, but we know that our old nature, that our Adamic nature, don't want to take responsibility. And we had a really not a good example of the first Adam, because when God called him to take responsibility, he blamed his wife. He blamed Eve. And I thought about a parable that Jesus spoke about a man who had three servants. He gave his servants talents in Matthew chapter 25. And the man with one talent, he essentially blamed his master. And so I want to read that Matthew chapter 25 and verse 24. It says, "Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not seeded or strown. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the earth." In other words, he relegated the gift that the master gave him, or the resources that the master gave him, to dirt. And it was money. The talents or the resources that the master gave this servant, he relegated it to dirt. He said, I hid it in the earth. And he says, look, there thou hast that is thine. In other words, he said, okay, this is yours that you gave me. And his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and a lazy servant. I put that word if, because the man with the one talent didn't really know his master. He says, if you knew me, you would have reached, you know, created more resources. In other words, he didn't really know his Lord. And sometimes we see God as, you know, we don't see him as a loving father. In other words, we don't see him in the right light, because he saw his master as a crude, rude, hard man. But that's not God. God is shrewd. He wants a return. But first and foremost, God is love. And so if we don't see God in the proper light. And so my testimony is in the area of finance. Real quick, I've been married for 34 years. And early in my marriage, we had much debt. We had a lot of debt. And I hated bills. I hated to pay bills because we had so much debt. And so I wanted to pay them off, but we didn't have the resources to pay them off. And so I avoided. I didn't take responsibility of the debt that me and my wife had, my family, my young family, and that we had accumulated. And I believe that the Lord told me, I was praying concerning that for years and said, Lord, I need to get out of debt. And I believe the Lord told me, he says, he would prosper me, but I had to take responsibility over my family's finances. But I didn't want to do it because, you know, I didn't like the debt and I didn't like to pay the minimum on the bill. My wife was really good at paying minimums, but you know, men, we don't want to pay the minimum. We want to knock out the debt, you know, overnight. And sometimes we didn't get in that situation overnight, so we can't expect to get out of it overnight. And then while we're doing it little by little, God is trying to teach us something. And so it took about 15 years, but God allowed us to get out of debt. And I took responsibility. I took, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because debt is such a burden. I mean, burdened down with debt. And so I took responsibility over our finances, and today I handle the bills. And so it was like 15, 20 years ago when you had to write checks to pay bills. Now you can do it online. And I hated writing checks and trying to send just the bare minimum to the creditor. But thank God, God was so patient with me. And 15, 20 years later, we're out of debt. You know, we have some debt, house, a couple of cars, but we have no credit card debt out of control. And so I thank God for that he was so patient with me. But he told me if I don't take responsibility, he would prosper me. When I take responsibility, and I say to all men, if we take responsibility, God will help us. And that's my testimony.
Amen. Thank God for that. Praise God for Pastor Tony there, that he said God, he was in a lot of debt, and God brought him out of the debt. And I want to thank God for the same testimony that I can say now. I took responsibility, and I'm out of debt, and right now I don't owe nobody. Amen. I'm completely out of debt, except for electric bill, light bill, insurance. You know, those things you won't have till you die.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Necessity.
But thank God that if you take responsibility, I like that. If you take responsibility and watch what you pay, and make sure you put God first, number one, put God first. Amen. God would help you manage your debt. Put God first, and he'll bring you out and set you free from it. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Tony. Amen. He got his debt. No credit cards and all those things. Amen. So praise God. Is anyone else? Amen. That's a help there. Be responsible for your debt. Someone else?
Yeah, God, Pastor.
Is on now.
Who's that?
Son. Pastor Slobber.
Okay. All right, Pastor, you want to do your song today? I don't hear nobody else.
Yes, let's do our song because let's do that if the people are ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, we're doing people get ready. All that God has done is so we could be ready. You know, they say that heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. So God has sent his son so that we would be prepared when he comes. So we're going to get started with people getting ready. Now, if y'all know the chorus, because I'm going to sing the first part, and if necessary, which I hope I don't have to do, sing the second part, but if necessary, I will. So praise God. People get ready. Y'all supposed to say, there's a train.
For the change,
George. It's coming.
I know the melody, but I don't know the words.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Praise God. I'll start over. People get ready. For the train is coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel calling. Don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan. Picking up passengers, coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's hope for all people who love the Lord. But there ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind. But the grave is on. Believe me now. Have pity on those who passes go thinner. But there's no hiding place. I just the kingdom God. So people get ready. There's a train a coming. Don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the trumpet calling. Don't need no ticket. Let everybody say, you just thank the Lord. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. God is glory. And so I'm going to give my little testimony of my wickedness and my unrighteousness, my shortcomings and failing to be obedient to the word of God. Like the other brother was saying, the other pastor was saying, I didn't like paying no bills either. In fact, I hated getting them people my money. And because I'd rather go out in the street and gamble and chase women and drink and party all night, I was on the verge of being put out my little place. Lights about to go off and all that. And so I had to call upon my earthly father to loan me some money till my next paycheck comes, you know. And I suffered all through those things. I suffered for a long time doing the wrong thing, being broke, ducking women's husbands and all that day, you know, deceiving myself and lying to my wife and all this kind of stuff. But God was still merciful to me. He kept me till I got my mind right, till I decided, you know what, I'm tired of suffering these things. So if you don't want to suffer all that the world wants you to suffer, because Satan hates it. So I started paying them bills. I still never liked it. I still don't like it. But I know that I got to do it because we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So it requires that we do some worldly thing, like working, you know, and paying your bills. I even have a few nickels in my pocket. Now, I'm never broke. I used to always be broke, you know.
Amen.
I was able to give my children what they needed and a lot of the things they wanted. And I'm not afraid to step out the door now because somebody's husband is looking for me, you know. I don't have those worries. I can truly say that my heart is never troubled. I'm not worried about nothing that's going on in this world. I have no fear because the Lord is for me. And if I'm loving him and loving others and being obedient to the word, he's going to keep me. You know, he's not a man that he should lie. But I'm so glad that he suffered long with me till I kind of got my act together. You know, truly is not as real that any should perish because I could have been dead a long time ago. People hating on me because I had a few nickels, wanted those nickels, you know, trying to trap me, stealing from me, trying to rob me, even trying to kill me. You know, but God protected me through all that. And so I just want to say praise God for his mercy that endures forever and that nothing can separate us from his love. But we can separate ourselves from him because he's not going to put up with none of this junk. Just as the song says, the Lord is coming and he has a reward for everybody. The righteous going to get their just reward, and the unrighteous going to get their just reward. And you decide what reward you're going to get. God don't send you to hell. You send yourself. Scripture even tells you to save yourself. Jesus has showed us the way. He told us the truth. He lived that perfect life. Praise God as an example for us to follow. Make your choice. I'm concluded.
Amen, amen, amen. God does change lives. And thank God. Thank God that his life has changed. Amen. God
yeah,
brought him out
glory
of
to God.
Changed things around. You can see that he was giving all his money to those on the outside, and he was leaving his home undone. That's not what a man does. A man takes care of his home.
That's right.
I can see that which he has put his name upon, he takes care of, he's responsible for.
Yeah.
So you have to have your home come first. Amen. Home come first.
Yeah.
Amen. No need of taking care of someone else's house and don't take care of your own.
Infidel.
So if there's somebody else, God brought you from some. Maybe you were sick and didn't seem like you can get well, but he healed your body so you can tell. Amen. Maybe you hooked on something that you wanted to get loose from.
Yeah.
Amen. So maybe we need, if someone got a testimony where God brought them from, where God brought you from, what he brought you out of, something you was in, God brought you out, whether it was sickness, whether it was habits, amen, what is just sin itself. Amen. We want to know where God brought you from. What did he bring you out of? Because someone may be in the same situation today. Maybe you had a habit.
Line unmuted.
About some habits, because a lot of times people are in habits. And so, is there someone else got a testimony where God brought you from?
Yeah, Brother Greg on the line and Brother Tobias, Bishop.
Who wants to go first, Brother Greg, Brother Tobias? Where God brought you from today?
Glory to God.
Is Brother Norman on yet?
We got Brother D'Angelo on the line.
D'Angelo? Come on, D'Angelo. It's somebody. I can't see the name, so. Come on, Brother D'Angelo.
He's at work as well.
Oh, he's on, but he can't speak right now.
How about another song?
Well, where are my guys at? Brother Raven, is he on today?
Nope. Not so far.
He's coming on.
Just the ones I named right now. Brother Tobias and D'Angelo and Brother Greg.
And Brother Tobias ain't got nothing to say today?
Oh, well, thanks, Lord. I was just listening to the brothers. The prayer line is a strength and a first giving honor to God, to the bishop, Sister Denise and Sister Emil and all the brothers and sisters that's on board here.
Hallelujah.
I was listening to right on. I was listening to you what y'all had to say. You know, brother talked about his finance. And, well, when it comes to finance, I guess it's the same thing with me. You know, once upon a time, I wasn't paying bills. I was too busy ripping and running. I didn't even want to make no bills. You know, one of the things that I have to say that I thank God for is paying my tithes. I learned that when I pay my tithes, it don't always look good. It didn't look good just a minute ago. I mean, just a minute ago, it just looked real ugly, just real ugly. And I can't say I don't go in my tithes. I go in my divine, made it to the church already, and I'm broke, and I'm on my way to this. Oh, Lord, I didn't borrow that stuff. And, you know, I try to make sure that I put it back. But for the most part, I have to say that my bills, I ain't got no money, but my bills is paid. Ain't nobody after me. So, I ain't voting for that. And yeah, I pay my bills now. I wish I could say that I was on top of the world, and I can't. And then at the same time, I can say I'm on top of the world. I thank God for where I'm at, you know, for where I'm at.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, excuse me, y'all. I mean, I look forward now. I ain't scared of tomorrow, you know. I ain't afraid that, well, tomorrow I got to go do this. You know how you had that dentist appointment and you really don't want to go? You know what I'm talking about? But, you know, I don't have that type of anxiety about what's waiting on me outside my door.
Uh-huh.
I thank God for that. I thank God for the people that's in my life that I can call, the people that right now that I can talk to, that I can try to find something to say to somebody that's listening to me that can give me input on what I'm going through, for me to listen to the brothers and see that I ain't the only one going through it, that I ain't the only one trying to see my way out of it, you know?
Yeah.
I want to hear what the brothers got to say, you know, and I want to try to, well, I just pray that I don't never be too embarrassed to tell the truth, y'all. I want to be able to tell the truth and share with y'all. I just went through a thing, going through this thing with the car, and at first I was trying to say it wasn't my fault, and then come to realize that, well, actually it is my fault, and I just didn't have the money. I don't have it. I just ain't got it. Woke up at about, good Lord, about 1 in the morning, and I was stressed. I didn't know I was stressed, but I was stressed because I was calling folks. And do you know, by 9:10 in the morning, I had the money.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had the money.
Hallelujah.
To pay and get the car fixed.
Hallelujah.
In a place where I had no idea. It was not a plan. Well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I got up in the middle of the night and started reaching and come to find out that I could do what I thought I couldn't do, and I know better than to take credit. I know that it was the Lord who stepped in and had me do that. I kid you not, woke up at 1 in the morning. I couldn't tell you. I can call two people right now physically. I couldn't tell you. I got two people I can call at 2 in the morning that will give me some money. I can't tell you that. I woke up and did it. I woke up because the Lord on my side. I know too, because just like the elders say, the favor and the grace God works through people. And if it ain't for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't have been able to do none of that. So that just happened. I thank
Amen.
God. And with that, I got to have my prayers before the brothers and sisters, the elders, you know, the children, the drug addicts, prostitutes, dope people. You know, I just pray that we get this. Pray for me that I get better.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that testimony. He laid down and he woke up and God had fixed it. Amen. I say God will fix it when you need. I just tell my testimony, you know, like that. When the times that I did get where I got down broke and didn't know where I was going to get it from. And when I prayed, God led me to a source that I didn't think that source would let me have it. But that was the source that I thought that wouldn't let me have it was the one that did it. And so I say, God knows how to lead you to the right place when you need to go. So whatever you have needed, God will show you the way. God showed me who.
Yeah.
And I had to argue with God about it. No, God, not him, God, not him, not him. God said, yes, him. Not him, Lord. He said, yeah, that's the one. And I went and all my needs. He was there to meet my need. And so God can turn things around in your life for you. And so I just want to thank God also. You might not know, but God has to answer. If he just
points,
if God, he'll lead you to where you need to be. So praise God. Amen. Thank God for the testimony. Amen. That he was able to do what he needed to do to get the car back going. And so praise God.
Jesus. Yes. Come in church. Hallelujah.
Amen. Who's going to be next on that? I was waiting on my...
Brother D'Angelo, I'm here.
Go ahead. Good morning.
I'm on break right now. But the Lord spoke to me when the brother was talking, because I'm pretty much in his situation too, where I'm not wanting for nothing. I mean, literally, I really don't pay for electrical. I really don't pay for internet. I really don't pay for gas. I really don't pay for food. Like, I literally go to work and people will have food that they bring me. I got mana that comes daily, so I really don't like. And I hold it in because I don't want to feel like I'm boasting. But if the Lord is doing it, and I know he's doing it, it's all the Lord. So if that's what the Lord is doing to show his favor, he's just saying, just talk about it. And he told me to testify about how I got my job. And I was working in San Diego coming up here. And when I was working for this company called Medtronic, they had me employed in the Bay. And I was pretty much living paycheck to paycheck. And I was doing the Lord's work. I was coming to church. I was trying to learn how to witness, trying to learn more of the Holy Ghost. And I was just asking the Lord, like, Lord, I feel like I'm becoming more and more broke every paycheck. And I know I'm not going out. I know I'm not trying to party. I ain't trying to drink right now. Lord, what is going on? You know, you said that if I do the things that are the kingdom above, you take care of me. And so, okay, Lord, all right, I think it's time for me to go on the fast. And I went on the fast. And on the third day on the fast, the Lord spoke to somebody at this job. I went to go do a job in Stockton. And he spoke to this man when I was there. And all I was doing was just the job I was called to do. But I was just meditating on the Lord in my mind. And some dude was just watching me the whole time. He was just watching me. And I left and I got a text message from a random guy
he got my number through another person, then through another person. He said, hey, you mind if I talk to you? I saw the way you're working in this position, and I think I can do something better for you. How would you like to make double what you're making and expand your knowledge on everything that you're working on?
Imagine that.
And I was like, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. And I said, well, let me get back to you, because if it's for me, I'll know. And I went to church that next day, and Evangelist Juanita Walker interceded for me, and she prayed the house down. She prayed like no other. And when she did that, I went to go talk to the man the next following day, and we went through the interview process, and I just asked the Lord, like, what do you need me to do? What do you need me to say? How do you need me to walk? How do you need me to talk? How do you need my eyes to look? How do you need me to stand up? And I was just asking the Holy Ghost, like, if this is for me, you know, move in a way that I can't take no credit for. And the man was asking questions that I didn't know the answer of, but the Holy Ghost said he knew how to break it down to the foundation of, and they offered me the position. And I praised God, and I said, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you. And when they offered me the job, the company I was working with before, they flew in and they said, you know what, since you're leaving this company, we're gonna cut you early. We're not gonna have you put in your 2 weeks, your 1 month, whatever it is. We're just gonna cut you now. And you know, you just have your time off until you start your new job. And I said, all right, cool, sounds good to me. As soon as I left my job, I got a call from the other job that I was supposed to be getting employed to. And they said, oh, I know we gave you an offer letter, but there's a discrepancy, so we have to pull it from you. And I go, well, my other job just took everything away. And they just said, hey, you know, since I'm leaving, bye. And you're telling me right now, after a signed offer letter, after documented proof, there's a discrepancy? And they go, yep. So we can't hire you at this point. Well, now I'm without a job.
Well, hello.
And the Lord was just saying, you know, hey, be steadfast. You know what you heard me say. Whatever I do for you, can no man stop. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll wait. And at first they were having issues because they were saying, hey, you know, you need your degree in engineering, and what you have is not the degree in engineering, so we can't take you. And I was like, you know, that was never part of the agreement before, but it's okay. I'll just wait because I know what the Lord told me. And I was supposed to be off the job for 10 days. I was off the job for about 50 to 60 days. And I told the Lord, you know, my money's running dry, Lord, but I know you can do it. I was at the point I was eating peanut butter and drinking orange juice. And I was telling the Lord, like, Lord, is this where we're coming to? Is this where we're coming to, Lord Jesus? I was crying. I called my bro, and I started getting irritated. And I was like, look, bro, like, I thought this was what it was supposed to be. And he said, no, don't start. And I held it in. And when I was crying, the Lord said, go check the mail. I checked the mail. I had coupons for free cases of water. I had coupons for free chicken. Literally, coupons for free fries, go get you some tenders, go get you cases of water. This was in my mail at this time when the Lord was talking to me. And I said, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you. And so I'm still here, and I'm still waiting and waiting and waiting. Next thing you know, I get a call from my manager. Hey, D'Angelo, I want to let you know we got the position for you. Since they were tripping about the job, I rewrote the position for you. And I got hired the next following week.
Hallelujah.
And glory be to God. At the age of 21, I was making over six figures. Glory be to God.
Glory be
to God. The Lord Jesus and only the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. We got Brother Anthony on the line, Bishop.
Amen. I just thank God for that testimony there.
Six years.
You have to go down to get up.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Brother Anthony. Give a testimony where God brought you from.
Brother Greg, and now Brother Minister Ray is on. Hallelujah.
I know Brother Anthony got a good one.
Brought me from a lot.
Tell it.
I don't know where to start. I mean, me being a youngster of 15, starting to sell drugs and being in the streets and picking the streets over being in the NBA. And yeah, he's brought me from a lot. I used to be in the world a lot, pimping and selling drugs and just being out in the world. But knowing the Lord, though, like, I mean, I was raised in the church. Yes, hold on just a minute.
Can you go wash my hands before
eating
my thoughts?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. All right. I came from all of that. I came from being in the streets. I'm 36 now, and I didn't have friends pass away. I've got friends that didn't even make it to 18, and I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for being in the position that I am in now. Like, I mean, being married and having a family, and he brought me from doing drugs and mistreating women and making a lot of money, though, while I was doing it. And I came to realize that that wasn't for me anymore. And I don't know. I'm going through some stuff with my wife right now. I mean, I've been going through it, but the Lord keeps on pushing me through, giving me strength and filling me up. And I thank him for that. I don't know what else to say. I'm just thankful.
Yeah. Amen. Glory to God.
Well, thank the Lord. Amen for that testimony. You have to realize how a lot of things that you've done. You know, the Bible says you're going to reap what you sow.
Yeah.
And right now, it's a little reaping time right now, but you stand fast. God's going to turn things around. Stand fast,
yeah.
You know, like you said, you used to abuse, and now you might become the abused for a while, but suffer through it. God said, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. And
that's
so God's going to bring you up. And so don't worry about what you're going through. Let that kill your flesh. Just let the suffering kill your flesh. And once your flesh dies, you're going to resurrect. And so
yeah.
I just said, you hang on in there. When all the things that's happening now, all it's doing is killing your flesh, because it's things that you don't like. The suffering and the things you're going through now is killing that. To make
uh-huh.
you realize. It's just making you realize some things. But when you come up, you're going to be the man that God called you to be, brother. I got confidence
yeah.
in you. The Lord got
that's
confidence
right.
in you. I got
that's
confidence right. in you. Just keep suffering for a little while. God going to bring you up. Amen.
Really?
You're going to be that
yeah.
person.
I do feel
that.
Based on, I used to be in the streets a lot. I used to rip and run, you know, selling people stuff. Like, I, at a point in time, I had 4 phones. And I would always be in the streets. Like, my phones would never stop ringing. I had to, like, have people working for me and stuff, like, paying them to answer my phones and take my calls. And now I'm a stay-at-home dad, and it's just it's been like this for, like, a year and a half now. I feel like I'm going crazy almost because I was so used to just ripping and running and doing this and doing that and always in the streets. And now it's just like, now I'm cleaning the house and making breakfast, lunch, and dinner for my son and, you know, doing the lawn and doing all that type of stuff that I didn't really get to learn or get to do while I was in the streets. And I feel like this time and moment in my life, it's like I'm retraining myself for the good instead of
Amen.
The bad.
Amen.
You know, and I really appreciate, you know, God putting me in this position. I mean, just like you said, you know, everything that I'm going through, it is, I'm reaping what I'm sowing for sure. But I'm thankful.
Amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand praise for my brother there. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
You're raising them, going to raise them up.
Yes. Hallelujah. Do a new thing.
Who's going to be that man when he come out of this, when you come out of this? You're going to be on fire for the Lord. So praise God for my brother.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Bishop, we got Brother Raven. We got Brother Raven. He's probably at work, so he may have to come on in, Brother Raven.
All right, Brother Raven. Brother Raven. That's my brother there. That's my brother there.
God bless our brothers and sisters. All praises be to the Most High.
God bless you.
Brother M, man, I just caught the last end of what you were saying, man, and when you was talking just about the different phones and ripping and running, I promise you I just had a trigger flashback, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, we came a long way since the driveway, man.
Yeah.
And to see where we at now and to just reminisce and talk about where we been, man. I don't know, sometimes I be trying to hold it together and everybody be thinking I'm keeping it tight and I got all this anointing up, but I promise you, as soon as I walk into heaven and God say, well done, my good and faithful servant, I promise you, I'm going to fall out. I'm going to fall out. I promise you, because it's like, ain't nobody ever going to believe the beating it took for us to get this gentle. Ain't nobody ever going to believe the beating it took for us to become this gentle. Me and Bishop was talking the other day about the swordsmith from the iron goes into that fire, and then you gotta beat it and beat it and put it back in the fire and beat it and beat it. And I don't know. I just, Bishop, I think I'm partaking in your wilderness experience after that little Bible study last night. I ain't gonna lie to you. And then we doing this little salt and pepper challenge too. And I'm just, it's a real eye opener when you examine yourself, like truly, honestly examine yourself. Though, like, don't lie to yourself. And examine yourself and let your measuring cup be the Bible and the Word of God. Measure yourself up to that. You know what I'm saying? And be real with you, honest with yourself. I promise you, you ain't going to like what you see. And that's
Amen.
The suffering part. That's the being broken over yourself. See, that's what I noticed about us. This America, U.S., us. We don't have no persecution, so we ain't enduring nothing. You know what I'm saying? We so lackadaisical. And nobody got a call for sackcloth and ashes. You know what I'm saying? Nobody crying out over brokenness. We try to avoid comfort and discomfort as much as possible. And that's a clear point from the lifestyle that we used to live. I'm talking about me and Brother Ed. You know what I'm saying? We don't even respect the dollar. I noticed that after I stopped hustling. Well, I realized I never respected the dollar, meaning like working for it and just honoring it. We used to just blow money like it was nothing. You know what I'm saying? We have some expensive weekends, and it's a very humbling and sobering experience when you come to the end of yourself, where you just broken before God, and you just don't care how you get fixed. You don't care who's doing the fixing, but you just want to be not the person you once was. I was telling Bishop the other day, I said, I'm turning into somebody I ain't never met before. And I think that's the ultimate goal. Jesus wants you to come to him as you are, but ain't nobody in the Bible that God ever appeared to stay the same. Matter of fact, every time he popped up and showed himself to somebody, he always changed their name. That's like one of the first things he did. So I'm noticing, like, even though you come to Jesus as you are, don't expect to stay the same. And start the process of crucifying your flesh immediately before he has to start doing it, to putting you through trials and tests, and you asking for patience. Now you got to go through a situation or a season or something in life. That's why I don't ask God for patience no more. I ask, Father, give me grace. I need grace, for real.
Oh, you
learned. I
learned
my lesson asking for patience. Yeah, I learned my lesson from that. I ain't trying to. Give me grace, Father, for real. But I got to get back to work before I get fired. I love y'all.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Just coming out of the streets. Amen. Ain't been used to working. Amen. Used to just hustling. But God is breaking them. God is breaking them down. And he's going to be a mighty man. He's going to be a mighty man of God when he get through this.
Absolutely.
When he get through this. And so we all got to go through the wilderness. Everybody don't understand that, but everyone's going to have their wilderness experience, and that's where we get to know God when
Absolutely.
You go through.
Coming
and
out.
So the thing that God has brought you through, you should have learned something there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, for that's what he teaches. God teaches through trial. He teaches through tests.
Mm-hmm.
He teaches through persecution. So whatever it is you've been through, even if you've been through sickness, you learn something in that. You may need to watch yourself and start taking care of yourself. You're going to learn something out of every experience. Is there somebody else? Brother Greg, I know you've been through.
Brother Greg. Speaking of sickness, Brother Greg.
I mean, I'm going through a whole lot myself. I've been going through a lot in the last few days, and it's I don't know if this is an experience, but I mean, I've been just going through a lot in the last few days with my family, and I've had a death in my family. My mom has just went to the hospital. She had a slight stroke, and it's. You know, that's like I was talking to you on the phone a couple of days ago, Sister Denise, and that's what I was attending to with my mother.
Mm.
And it kind of like, I guess it kind of brought me and my sisters together because some things have changed. And then at the same time, my daughter, she was in the hospital from having sciatic nerves and some things that have happened with her.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are just happening. They all happen within the same day, you know, and I'm just sitting here thinking because, you know, me and my cousin, we were very close, and I've just come to find out that, you know, he died from hypothermia and he lived in San Francisco, and it just hit me hard because I didn't know he became homeless.
Jesus.
And how he became homeless is just a mystery because he was always a working man. And it's just, you know, just thinking about how life can change for any of us. You know, life can just change at, you know, the drop of a coin, just like that. And
Amen.
Here it is, you know, we can lose everything, just like that.
Yeah.
You know, and then it makes me think back from, you know, when I was out there in the streets as well, because God brought me back from, you know, when I had an addiction. And that, you know, it was over 30 years ago. But, I mean, if I can just really think back and remember some of it, you know, I came up through a lot. And God brought me through this, you know, when at a time when I was going through that addiction, you know, I couldn't find my way out of that addiction. And it came to a point in that time where, you know, I did know I didn't want to live through this because I couldn't stop it.
Yes.
You know, and that's what it'll do to you when you really know this is wrong. And I know
yes.
I'm hurting not just myself, but I'm hurting my family. You know, and then you get to the point in that life that when you do see your family, you got to turn the other way and run. And I mean, here it is, you see your family and you running to make sure that they don't see you in the condition that you in. Because you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know? And you embarrassed because you living a whole different type of life from the life that you actually supposed to be living. A clean
yeah.
life, you know? And once you get into that life, you're not living a clean life no more. I don't care even if you making, if you out there calling yourself making money, you selling drugs, you using the drugs, you still dirty. Either way it go, you dirty. And it's going to show in you. So however you live in it, to me, it was an embarrassment for myself because I still knew that, hey, I was consuming so much of what I was doing at the same time, as well as calling myself making money and selling drugs and consuming it. I still had to look at myself and see what it was doing, but other people can see it in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was an embarrassment that when I seen my family, I had to turn the other direction and run.
Mm.
But then I'm sitting here thinking today, God saved me from all of that. But then I sit here and I think about all the people that are going through something that are hooked on this stuff and they can't get out of it. And we got our people that's dying, that's sitting out here like, hey, whatever my cousin went through, he was living a good life, but something happened.
Yes.
You know? But then I still look at myself and I can say I'm thankful today because at that time when I wanted to die and I wanted to just give my life, just end my own life, God said, no, I got a plan for you. And yeah, that ain't the plan. You know, that was not the plan, not to let you end your life, you know, because you are something special. And I have to let you know and have to show you, you know, this is not the way.
Yeah.
So he cleaned me up.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he made me see, you know, that, hey, you have a gift, and I'm going to show you that you have a gift. And, hey, here I am today. You know, I know that I have something special. I haven't completely seen it, but I do feel that, hey, it's something there because, you know, when I'm around people, you know, I do feel something different. You know, it's just like within this past week and what I've been all going through, you know, with my family and some of the other people. And I've been going through some stuff to where, you know, me and my sisters, you know, we've all bumped heads, you know, we've all stopped talking to each other, you know, and all of a sudden, things came between me and my mom and my sisters, and I felt like, you know, what's going on? Because we don't have a relationship no more. They stopped communicating with me. They tried to stop me and my mom from communicating. They didn't want me and my mom to communicate. Well, they didn't want my mom communicating with me and the church. And for some reason, I still couldn't figure it out because my mom has been going to church with me for a very long time. And my sisters and them have never been around. And I felt like, hey, you know, you guys going to have an issue with me and my mother going to church? Hey, y'all got a problem. And believe me, you know, my church family loves me and my mother. And they, hey, it's not going to stop. Something happened within this week because my mom had a slight stroke and we were in the hospital, but all of a sudden now my sisters, whatever it is that they see, something has changed because now they're seeing everything that I've been talking about that's been going on with my mom, and I've been telling them, hey, you guys need to put all of this mess to the side and get with y'all brother, and, hey, we need to help our mother. And all of a sudden, my sister came to me, and she said, little brother, look, I'm sorry, you know, she gave me the biggest hug, and she held me for a long time and just told me, you know, I wish you forgive me. I'm sorry. And I want to just, you know, I want my little brother back.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want to be able to, you know, hey, let's take care of our mother. And I hope you start calling me. I want us to communicate.
Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
And I was just like, Lord, 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 thank you, Lord Jesus. You
thank
know.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's working.
I feel like she hated me. And it's just like for almost 5 years, Sister Denise would tell you, for almost the last, it's been almost what, almost 4 or 5 years since she's been at our church.
Yeah.
Out of the church and haven't communicated with me, haven't said a word with me. And I've tried my best to communicate, sent text messages, called, birthdays, all of this, and haven't heard a word from her.
Hallelujah.
And now, you know, it's like she wants us to communicate, and something has just changed.
Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God.
And
thank you, Jesus.
My mom, you know, I'm hoping that we can get something going on with my mom, because, you know, this illness that she has, you know, and whatever it is that's changing her, it's not her, you know. She's not the same. And I know, you know, God can help us through this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Bishop told me, and when Bishop was telling me before, you know, that this is not her that's speaking, you know, and it's my job to, you know, not allow that to, you know, get me in a place where I'm going to be upset with her,
yeah.
You know, because it's not her that's speaking to us, you know?
Yeah.
See, and at first I couldn't understand that because I was angry and I felt like, you know, she shouldn't be talking to me like that. That is her talking,
yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah,
amen.
I really thank Bishop for, you know, being here to just, you know, really, you know, to really just set me straight. You know, because, you know, really, if Bishop, if it wasn't for you, you know, I wouldn't feel like I feel today, and I wouldn't have the knowledge of what's going on today.
Thank the Lord.
And I thank the Lord for you, you know, because really your teachings have really helped me come a long ways.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's real. Without you, you know, I don't know. You have
thank
helped
you.
Us a lot.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
that's
you.
All I have to say.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for that.
Thank
that's
you, God. Thank God. Brother Greg there. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Things are God. You know, God is turning things around. God is turning things around. Won't he do it, Brother Greg? He's turning it around after you suffer a while.
Yes.
Amen. And he'll strengthen you and he'll settle you. And so now you're coming into the settling stage now because all that you desire, God is turning it around. It'll work your way. Now, always remember
yes,
that man holds his own household.
Yeah.
And God says, your enemies, your footstool, he'll turn it around for you. And so I thank God that I hear that things are being turned around. But praise God. Praise God. Everybody give the Lord a hand. Praise for Brother Greg.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Bless your holy name.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise
God.
Glory to God.
Amen. 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 Yeah, y'all rejoice with him. Amen. Rejoice
yes.
with him.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You
know
that
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. So praise God.
Mr. Page, I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, brother. Just a minute. Go ahead.
You know, this is for the brother that just got off, as well as for myself and everybody else on this line. When we were in our mess, God kept us, and he kept us so he can transform us out of from the darkness into his marvelous light. And he says unto us, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You know, I come to learn, and the word of God is so true, that we are not the tail. We are the head, but not the tail. And when I was in the world, I was not the head. I was the ass. I was making an ass out of myself, and the world was making an ass out of me. But once I come to know God, to trust and love him, all that he says concerning me and what he's going to do for those that love him, he does. I am no longer the borrower. I'm able to lend. In fact, God has been so good to me, I'm able to give. For the word of God says it's better to give than it is to receive. And my understanding of that, this is the way I understand it and see it. If you got it to give, God done already blessed you with it. Glory be to God. I'm concluding.
Amen. Well, praise God for that. Amen. That Brother Greg, now he's going to be able to help somebody else. You know, he didn't realize why he was going through what he was going through. They said Jesus went through what he went through so that he would know how to help us.
Yes, sir.
He suffered like that unto us so he would know how to help us. So, Brother Greg, you're going to be a big helper to somebody else that's experiencing the same thing. So keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you down. When you come through this, amen, you're going to be able to help somebody else that's going through the same thing that you went through.
Continuing well doing, Brother Greg. Continuing well doing. They're going to come around.
You know, I call it.
You know what I've learned? I can say one thing that I've learned nowadays is not to allow myself to be upset, but more so I allow myself to stay humble because the more humble that I am is what breaks through people being upset. They can be upset and they can come at me upset, but as long as I stay humble, that's how I break through any anger that a person has. That's how God breaks through the devil.
Amen.
Humble.
A kind word pointed away wrath. It brings peace. A kind word brings peace.
That's right.
Amen. We got Minister Ray. You got a testimony, Minister Ray? Is he still on?
Yeah, he's here. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes, it is.
Honor to God, Brother Miller, Pastor Page, and Sister Denise, the head of this line, Pastor Smothers, all those that's on the line, just listening to the testimonies. Our brothers, God has brought brothers out. And I was laughing when that, I think Brother Raven, that's his name, he was telling Brother Anthony about the driveway. That's what we used to call our neighborhood, the driveway. And we just sold many drugs, and I just seen people's brains get blown, washed down the street, you know, by the fire engine, man. And, you know, I just think back to those days, you know. They was bringing back memories, and our brother Anthony, I believe that's his name, talk about how he had four phones. And I had four phones too, and they never stop moving. Your phones never stop ringing. I think three of them was drugs, and two of them was drugs, and one of them was strictly all my girlfriends, and they never stop ringing, man. I can't never get no peace with them phones. And when you, and the key word was there is that you never get no peace, because, you know, I knew it was time to stop selling drugs in the driveway, and my kids used to drive by, and mama used to drive by on purpose on the little outskirts street, but it's right there. And you know it's time to stop selling drugs when you got to hide from them. And so I said, it's time to stop all this, Lord. And for the destruction of our people and stuff, you know, and being in that life, I just think about a lot of things, you know, real shootouts in the middle of the street, middle of traffic, and, you know, getting at somebody. And, you know, I was bold. I'd jump out in the middle of traffic, chasing you down the street, busting at you, and let you know I ain't playing with you. And going to the courthouse. See, the courthouse is in my neighborhood. So our enemies had to come to court in our neighborhood. I'm the reason why they put, and I'm the sole reason why they put metal detectors in the courtroom, in the court, because I'll go in the court and get you out. You know, I'll go right in the court while you go in the court, sit right next to the enemy and telling them why we in court. I'm going to get you after this is over with. I'm going to get you. You know, and these dudes be scared because they know I wasn't playing with them. But I just thank God. I'm going to plead the fifth. I'm going to plead the fifth. I refuse to tell on myself, but I'm glad that I don't have no murder charges or nothing. You know, because it could have went the other way. You'd be repenting for these things. And you take a life and you find yourself on the business end of that gun. And because you go reap what you sow. And, you know, it's a difference between kill and murder. Murderers, you know, they plot and wait to spill blood. Kill, you just defending yourself. And we was more of defenders. I rather fought you than us be shooting at each other. You know, and I thank God that God took me away from that life unscathed, no bullet wounds, and I'm the king of carrying guns, you know, and all that. I got caught with an AK-47. Every police officer in the station touched that gun. Who playing with this? Oh, somebody not playing fair. Oh, that's Mr. Thurman back there. Where you get this from? I bought it, and they had to give it back to me, too. And so I just thank God that, you know, we didn't have to, you know, splat nobody's brains and stuff. And I see these guys today. And we hug. It's a beautiful thing to hug the people that you was trying to kill, that you fought. And yeah, we just talk about it and say, you know, man, we was kids back then. We was stupid, wasn't we? Yeah, we was. And then here's the thing. I got some of these on my line. On my own personal line in the morning, I got some of these same people on my line that we used to be enemies, you know, but now we love each other. So that just lets you know, that God say, love your enemies. And people say, that's a hard thing to do. No, it's not, because me and my enemies, we used to be enemies. We loved each other.
Come on.
You know, we laughing at the stupid stuff we went through, how God brought. I was just talking about some brothers last night. Hey, man, look here. Some people don't believe it's a hell. But it don't matter if you don't believe it's a hell, because it's going to show up and some people going to be in there. You see? You're going to be in there whether you believe it or not. You're going to make it there if you ain't serving God.
Uh-huh.
And serving God in truth, though. See, that's the whole key. In truth. Not your truth. Not my truth. But God's truth is what's setting people free, because they believe in the word of God. And it's what the scripture said, the truth will make you free. Some people still ain't got peace because they haven't let the truth make them free. And so you still entangled in this life. You couldn't pay me enough money to go back to that life. You couldn't pay me enough money to recapture all them lustes for the eyes and running the streets with drugs. You know, the enemy tried to do that to me when I was homeless. You know, tell, you know, my cousin called me. I seen your boy. He told me to tell you to call him. Well, I know if I call him, what he talking about? Hey, man, come get some of this and get on your feet. I can go get me 2, 3, 4, 5 kilos and get on my feet. But the moment, I always said, the moment that I leave God, that's the day the devil go kill me. Because he already see where I am in God. And then to go back to the street, oh, I'm gonna make sure that he don't go back. You see, I'm gonna make sure that he don't go back. And so we have to resist the devil, and thank God that, you know, you're not persuaded. I've been called a fool. I've been called. You got your faith in the wrong place. You know, my other cousin. You know, they looking out. They call themselves looking out, but this is what unsaved people do: slides you 2 pounds of weed and say, "Get on your feet. I'm giving them to you." Man, you could be having $6,000-$7,000 to have your apartment or go buy you this and go buy you that. No, I'm cool. I'm cool. And then they tell you you got your faith in the wrong place. So you go lose friends and family members, and then you go lose some church, so-called church folks. What's the difference between church folks and saints? It's a difference. Because saints allow God's word to set them free. And if you believe the word of God, just like Page is saying, you go suffer with God, because I say, why did I'm going through all this, Lord? What did I do? The scripture said, you didn't do nothing but sign up to serve God. This is what serving God is. You know, this is what the scriptures say. The scriptures say, as you suffered in the flesh, arm yourself likewise. You mean suffer? What do you mean suffer? Oh, you go lose. Paul said, you go lose just to gain. Gain what? Gain Christ. You see, God got to get you, he got to get you out your comfort zone. And so we was in them comfort zones selling drugs, making $1,000 or in an hour. And you can have you $20,000 at the end of the week. But look at the destruction of the people that's gonna pay the price for you to have that. And so the word of God, you gonna pay a price to have God. You go reap what you sow. So you go sow, you go you did all this stuff. I did all this stuff, and then we wonder. I say, man, why is I'm having bad? You know, church women is bad. You can't get it. These church women is worse than sinner women. And so I'm saying, why I'm having more troubles with wives than I have with sinner women? Because sermon, you go reap what you sow. You broke a lot of hearts. You go get your heart. You go get your heart. You experiencing the heartbreak that you cause some other people. You know, like the brother was saying. You know, mistreating women and stuff. So sometimes when I see him, when I was especially in California, not out here, I ain't got damn women to apologize to out here in Texas where I'm at now. But out in California, I have to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry for misleading you. You know, I'm sorry for doing this. I'm sorry for, you know, filling your head up with trash. See, and then when you have a failed marriage, because I used to mess with married women sometimes, unknowingly I was getting in trouble. See, I was unknowingly getting in trouble. But, you know, my wife committed adultery, so I got what I put out, didn't I? And so,
hallelujah.
I mean, you go reap what you sow, and see, you talking about what God brought you from. We talking about this right here, what God brought you out of ignorance. You see, He brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, because the things that we were doing, even though we had our eyes wide open, we were still doing it in the dark, wasn't we? And so He had to bring us out of that. And so we can see. Now, you know, I understand, you know, the blind leading the blind and open up our blind eyes. You know, sometimes I used to take that offense because, well, I got bad eyesight, you know. But now I understand, you know, when I was blind and I was deaf and my heart was hardened. And we served Satan for years. All of us did. But it took God, the truth of God, to bring us out of that state of mind that we were in. So look where He brought us from, because we could have been dead.
he could have went the other way. You know, so I just praise God because, you know, when you put yourself in them type of environments, then you subject yourself to anything happening. You know, and I just thank God that sleeping over, you know, married women houses, their husband could have came on, I would have been hopping out the window. You know, with no shoes or something. No, I could have been running down the street with flip-flops or just in my boxers or something. But look what God brought me through. You know, get into a confrontation. There's a man to kill you over his wife, and they'd give him a crime of passion. He'd do 5 years and be out of jail, and you dead. And my grandma used to say, stay from over them married women house, boy. We didn't get that back then. And so I just look back at that stuff because you can't take that stuff for granted. Folks can't take that stuff for granted like we used to. So if we had to do it, and then these kids don't want us to tell them nothing because they don't think we know nothing. You see, our kids don't want us to say nothing because they think we was never kids. Look, everything you do, I can smell you. I know what you're doing. I know what you're up to right now. And these kids don't understand that. And when you tell nobody, just like God say, the truth is falling in the street. And will he find truth in you when he comes? Will he find faith in us when he comes? Because lie is truth and truth is lie. Good is evil and evil is bad today. We in a make-believe world. But God is not make-believe. He could turn us around. He have turned folks around. And I'm glad to hear this men today because it's men with the high testosterone. And it's men with the most pride. And when you see men submitting, because what the scriptures say, men throw up holy hands everywhere. Well, we gotta be arrested by God and allow God to arrest us. Thank God that I'm on the side of the Lord today. And I ain't ashamed of him. And I don't care what nobody think. I'm going to stand for God if it kills me. You can best believe that. And so I just thank God for where he brought me from and where he's brought me to. I might not be where I want to be, but I definitely ain't where I used to be. And that's serving Satan. And so I thank God, pray my strength in the Lord, that we all make it to that place and go higher into the Lord. And that men continue to sharpen men. Tell our testimonies, because you don't know if your, the scripture says that, you know, you'll be, not only will your testimony save you, but it'll save others. And it ain't just for men that it will save. It can save women, too. It give women the strength to come out of some stuff that we be trying to hide, especially with people with titles on their name. They try to hide everything. Hallelujah. But let God deliver us. So I thank God that I'm delivered and still looking to be delivered some more in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Minister, right there, amen. It's where God brought you from. I'm going to read a scripture here because a lot of times we don't know why we're going through what we're going through or why we went. Some of the time we don't know why we went through the things that we went through. And I was looking at Deuteronomy 8 while he was talking there. And Deuteronomy 8 and 2. He said, and thou shalt remember, and thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness.
Uh-huh.
It took them through things that they can remember. And all of us has a remembrance of where God led us through the wilderness. See, when we was out in the street, you was really out there in the wilderness. You didn't know you was out in the wilderness, but that's where you were. You was in the world. How God led you through the wilderness. See, when we talk about a testimony, you're bringing back remembrance of how God brought you through the things that he brought you through. You know it wasn't on your own. You know you shouldn't have made it, but you did make it. So you know if you shouldn't have made it and you did make it, you would know it was God that brought you through those wilderness. Amen. How he brought you through the wilderness. He led you these 40 years to humble thee. To humble thee.
Yeah.
Amen. That's part of the humbling, to let you know, that you're not who you think you were. You're not who you think you are sometimes. And so God had to bring you that way. And even through the things we go through now, it's a humbling experience to be able to see yourself.
There's a parable.
Amen.
Go ahead.
You mind if I get through?
Yes, go ahead. I don't mind.
Amen. And to prove thee, and to know what was in your heart, whether thou would keep his commandment or no, he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. And I just want to skip to verse 16. He said, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee to do thee good at the latter end. At the latter end. And so right now, out of all the things we go through, it's going to be good at the latter end. And so I just want to say, Brother Anthony, it's going to be good at the latter end. And
yeah.
At the end of this thing, he said it's going to be good at the latter end, trying you, improving you, and humbling you. And who is that, Brother Anthony, Brother Greg? It's proven out now. I know it's been a while, but it's going to be good at the latter end. The end is always better than the beginning. Your end is always going to be better than the beginning. And so you suffered a while. You know, you said, I suffered a while. And then somebody, well, how long is a while until it's finished? Amen.
Wow.
We don't like that. We don't like that. But to the end of it. And so thank God for the testimony that is on. Because, you see, he brought you that way so you can remember something. You know, if I make the cup bitter enough, if God makes it bitter enough, you won't want to go back to it.
Hallelujah.
Right. You won't want to go back to that. Because if he made it bitter enough for you, if he made it hard enough for you, if he made it troublesome enough, then it will be something you don't want to go back to. And so thank God that God has brought us all, he's bringing us all out of the wilderness. Now we're headed to the promised land. Thank God we're headed to the promised land. Amen.
It helped me out because I was thinking that, I mean, I was thinking that the whole time, though, is like what I've done to so many people, you know what I'm saying? Like so many women, I feel like I'm going through what I put them people through as far as women selling the drugs to people. Like now, like I don't even get a phone call anymore from anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like ever since I didn't stop doing what I was doing, like you know, nobody called me, nothing at all. And then with the women, it's like my wife, you know, I mean, the things that we're going, this spiritual, I feel like our spirits are fighting. They're fighting each other based on now that I'm being saved and I'm pushing more towards the Lord. Everything that I used to do to women is coming out of her. And the whole, you know,
out of one person.
And everything, like, it's just, and he just confirmed it, though, to me, like, yeah, that's what's happening. Like, you're reaping what you sowed, bro. Like, for real. And I appreciate that testimony. I listened to that one, and thank you. I needed that.
Well, praise God. I would like to say this. When I was hearing all the testimonies of everybody, I realized that God has a parable talking just about each and every one of us. Bishop Page, Minister Ray, Brother Gray, Brother Anthony, myself, and Sister Denise. And that parable is the parable of the prodigal son. We all went out in the world, and the world whipped us so bad, we didn't know where to go.
That's right.
But then when we return unto our Heavenly Father, he's standing there. He's going to put a robe on us. He ain't going to put a ring on us, but he's going to give us a crown of life. You know, hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm concluded.
Amen. Did we miss anybody today? I don't know what happened to Brother Norman. He didn't show up. Never did show up.
No, I don't see Brother Norman.
Hey, man, Brother Norman didn't show up. But anyway, we thank God. We thank God. Now, after we heard all the testimonies and things that where God brought them, is there somebody want to be saved today? That's the thing. You know, you heard the testimony.
I want to be saved.
Amen. If someone wants some prayer, you know, you're dealing with something that you can't handle on your own.
Yeah.
And then
I
we can
pray
all get together so we can pray for one another and so that we can uplift one another, so we can help one another. This is what it's all about, coming together. When I say men, you know, I've always wanted to see the men take their place.
Come on,
take their responsibility, take that leadership role. Because men should have the leadership role. God made man first.
Yeah.
And because man is not in his place, then we have a curse. There's a curse come upon the world. It's because man is not, we're not taking responsibility of what God gave us to do. Amen. You know, Adam was supposed to be watching out for Eve. To keep her safe. And it looked like now Eve is watching out for Adam.
Mm.
And
backwards.
And look like we've changed roles.
Well,
we've changed
big time. Big time.
Yeah. Yeah. Even when we go to the house of God, the woman then took the man place. She's leading him instead of him leading her. The role change is not God's will.
Yeah. Lie from Satan.
Hallelujah.
Not from the demons.
But the men have taken the back seat. Men have taken the back
seat. I ask for a special prayer for me, my mom, and my daughter, and my cousins, and my sisters. Just for me and my family that you know, that we can all just hold it together and God just come in and keep us all humble and touch our lives.
Yes,
and that we all stay under his roof.
Brother Greg.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, Brother Greg, I know the weight gets put on your back. You the man, so the weight comes down to you. That's why God wants you to be strong. God wants you to be strong. Amen. So you can hold that family up. Hold that family up. Hold the family together. It takes a strong man to hold it together. Amen. And so
special prayer, Bishop.
Well, we got your family down. We put it on the prayer list of our everyday prayer list. Amen.
Pray for me.
Someone else?
Pray for me.
Father God, we are thankful.
Pastor Smothers.
Pastor Smothers?
Yes. Pray that the Lord save me. I keep calling on God to save me, for who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. Pray for my thorn in the flesh, that God would remove that from me. Pray for my sister Audrey, that God clears her mind where she can speak what she want to speak clearly out of her mouth. She can't get her thoughts and her words together. Praise God. Pray for my nephew in drug addiction, Tyrone Smothers. Pray for the whole Smothers family and for all the saints of God. That's
amen.
My
wish. Thank you. Pastor Smothers, amen. Any other prayer requests that we're going to make known? We thank everybody. We hope we pray that we got everybody that we wanted to say something today. And I pray that you bless somebody. I know that. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sister Catherine here. Good morning. I have my grandson here incarcerated. He coming to trial on the 22nd of this month. My son, he's incarcerated. He coming to trial on the 8th of this month. So I just need prayer for those two to have a favorable outcome. And then my grandson not to get such a harsh sentence. My son to be able to come home, walk away from behind bars. On the 8th and the 22nd of this month, I have two of my sons coming up before the judge for sentencing. So I just need prayer. My people stand in agreement with me on these two issues. Thank you very much.
Amen. Catherine,
Kenneth White and Alfred Rollins. My son is Alfred Rollins and my grandson is Kenneth White. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Bishop. Good morning, Sister Denise. Good morning, Saint.
Good morning, Sister.
I want to pray for my neighbors next door. I don't know their last name, but their mother pray for their whole household. It's Denisha and Rita and her children and the family that live next door to me. Because they've been going through a lot with their kids and their son. So I just want to pray for the family. Donisha and Rita.
Donisha.
Yeah. And pray for me and Kesley. And
amen.
Pray for my family.
We got y'all. We got y'all.
Thank
amen.
You, Bishop.
Amen. We got y'all. We appreciate you. Amen. We're going to suffer a little while, but it's going to work out. It's going to work.
Yeah.
Amen.
And also my sister, Brenda. Sister. You got to look at her.
Brenda?
Yeah.
Sister Brenda. Yeah,
Audrey
Brenda.
And Tyrone.
Brenda and Tyrone.
And also pray for my cousin Lorena that's in the hospital with cancer. So pray her, pray, lift her up too.
Lorena cancer.
Yes. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Well, praise God. Anything else before we get out of here? Before we get out of here.
Yeah. Well, pray for my wife, Adriana, my brother, Chris, my sister, Mrs. And pray for my wife, Adriana, for her to converge over to the Lord. I mean, stop being so mean. And,
yeah.
You know, and I know I've done what I've done, but I mean, yeah, pray for her, my brother that's on drugs real bad. And that's it. It says that we have 60 seconds left.
Amen.
And one more prayer. And one more prayer request, pray for my friend Mona that's being so evil, so negative about life. Pray for her. Because she's really evil. She will always think about it. She's always negative. Just pray for her, too.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, Bishop, just also, Bishop, just keep the whole prayer line. Put it on top of the list. Keep it on the list. So the prayer line, our families, our mothers, and our children. Just keep that on the prayer line. Nonstop. Everybody that's on the prayer line. Your mothers, your children, fathers, just our family, period. Keep them on the prayer line.
The
God changed some things in our lives because we are the light of all the darkness. Amen. Mm-hmm. So praise
Amen.
God. Use us more in our family. Use us more in our family. And I
happy
thank God for somebody's birthday. Oh, praise God. Somebody's birthday. Somebody said happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
But anyway, yeah, Bishop. So, yeah, definitely keep him in prayer. And I thank God for Brother Greg because I told him day one what God was going to do. Sometimes when we're in it, we don't hear people. But thank God now God has opened up his eyes and ears because Greg has a calling. So he has a calling. So, yes, God is definitely going to use him. Amen. Praise God for the humble spirit because God wants us to be humble. God wants us to be humble. He cannot use us if we're not humble. Jesus is the best example of humility. Jesus Christ was the best example of humility. So, yes, we have to be humble in God's sight so he can use us. Our trials and tribulations that we're going through is, guess what? It's for someone else. It's not for us. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Denise.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
And also pray for you too, Bishop, and your family.
Well, amen. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Thank
God.
You, amen. We need it. We need it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Praise the Lord.
Was there anyone else?
I second that.
Somebody was saying something right quick.
Prayer for the bishop.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, keep bishop in prayer as well. Amen. Someone was
amen.
Saying something about a birthday. I did hear something about a birthday. We got a birthday today?
Miss Randall.
Huh?
Miss Randall.
Oh, Miss Randall.
Oh, Sister Kawanda. Yes, Sister Kawanda. Praise God. Your birthday is Sunday, right? Or something like that.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Woo. Happy birthday. Praise the Lord for you. I love this sister. God bless our new family member. And to welcome to the family. Holy Ghost Prayer Line. We love you. We love you, love you, love you.
I've been listening to it the whole time. It's a wonderful thing. Y'all keep it going. God bless everyone. That's
praise the Lord. Praise God.
Amen. Thank Miss Randall. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We got on. Praise God. So she coming on now. Amen. Appreciate
yes,
you coming.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Lord,
God.
Amen.
I need
out of
Texas.
Out of Texas. Praise God.
Yeah. Amen.
Got me a new radio station.
Praise God. Praise God.
I got the new radio station.
I pray that you enjoy. We got to get a few more in here, amen, from Texas here. So
amen.
Praise God for you coming in. Thank
Fine
God for you coming in.
Making sure that everybody gets what they need. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And you can sing,
somebody.
Bishop. She can sing. Some of y'all on this prayer line won't sing. Guess what? I'm going to use Sister Kawanda. Yeah, she's going to be singing. She sang yesterday. Amen. Praise God. Use your gifts. You have gifts, you. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. This building, this building. Well, Father God, we are thankful today that we hold this list up before you. Lord, you heard every request that was being made known to you. And Lord, you said, Lord, you would meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And Father, in your need, O Lord, we ask asking that you meet them, O Lord. You meet these families' need, O Lord, that is in trouble, Lord, and going through their trials and things. Give them strength to be able to endure. Because, Lord, we know you're taking them that way, O Lord, to humble them. O Lord, cause them to be able to see and understand you, Lord, that you are God. And there's none else beside you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you said by your stripes we're healed. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, we declare healing on everybody, Lord, that is on this line. Lord, may their blood flow like it should flow. Oh, Lord, may their pain be removed, oh, Lord, and may their backs be strengthened in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, those that are lost, may you bring them to salvation. And, Lord, we pray for all of our families, oh, Lord, our family members, oh, Lord, Lord, that they would be saved, Lord, that their life would be turned around, and, Lord, that they would change, oh, Lord.
Yes,
we pray for
save our
sons
family.
And daughters,
hallelujah.
Lord, that you would bring them to repentance, Lord, for we know that you wish that none should perish, but all men come out of repentance. Lord, give them a repentant heart and a repentant spirit, Lord. Turn their lives around, oh, Lord. Don't let them be lost, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, let the angels, oh, Lord, go and minister to them, Lord, that are heirs of salvation, oh, Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord, for delivering them from the drug house, oh, Lord, from the crack house, oh, Lord. Deliver them from the streets, oh, Lord. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that your spirit will move up and down the streets where we live today, oh, Lord, that you protect us, oh, Lord. You said the angel was around us, oh, Lord. And, Lord, in our neighborhoods, oh, Lord, may the spirit move, oh, Lord, in the big city, Lord, that you would stop the violence, Lord. Lord, stop the killing that is going on, Lord. Lord, let your love abound upon them, oh, Lord. And, Lord, that they would love one another, Lord, even as you have loved us, oh, Lord. And we want to thank you for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, oh, Lord, Oh, Lord, that your will be done and then your kingdom come, Lord. And, Lord, if you want to move, oh, Lord, in our nation, oh, Lord, turn the president down. Lord, don't let him sign the thing that he's going to sign on the 22nd, Lord. Turn and change his life, Lord. I rebuke the spirit that is over his life, oh, Lord. And I'm asking the angels to go forth and minister to our president, Lord, that he won't do wickedness, oh, Lord, that he won't allow, oh, Lord, the nation to change him, oh, Lord, that our nation, Lord, might come under bondage of the enemy, Lord. I give you praise, Lord, for delivering our nation. And I want to thank you, Lord, for blessing each and every one that is on this line today. And, Lord, I know you're going to do all that they ask you to do because you're God and there's none else beside you. And I give all the praise and glory unto you in Jesus' name. And now unto you, Lord, that is able to keep us from falling, to present us offered before the Lord with exceedingly joy. Now unto the only wise God be glory, honor, and praise. As we dismiss from behind today, we give you glory and we say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, man, for all those good testimonies, man. God bless y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Win a soul. Win a soul. Win a soul. Come out to church tonight. We got Holy Ghost service. Y'all come out to church. If you're not doing nothing tonight, come on out to church. Amen. Praise God. God bless y'all. Thank you, man. Awesome testimonies. Awesome, 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 awesome. God bless y'all. See you later. Love you. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Be safe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Strong wind may blow. But I the word. What you gonna tell them, do it? Everywhere I go, what you gonna say? What you gonna say, greater travelers rest? That I